like to thank my co-authors for their assistance in these studies. Spider mites have become more of a problem in the United States over the recent years. As we see, looking at some of the historical data, the percentage of bales lost due to spider mite infestations in the U.S. ranged from about 1 to 3% from 1999 to 2004. We see a sharp increase in 05 to 08, where the percentage of bales lost due to spider mite infestations ranges from about 6 to 8%. And this coincides well with the amount of acres that have been treated for spider mite infestations as well in the U.S. Initially, we saw we were averaging about 5% of acreage treated from 1999 to 2004. Move on to 2005 through 2008, we see around 10 to 13% of our acreage treated in the United States. In 2008, 856,000 acres were treated for spider mite infestations in the U.S., and about two-thirds of those acres were treated in the Mid-South. It's becoming more of a problem in the Mid-South. As you can see in the Mid-South, and this being Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee, our percent bales lost for spider mites from 1999 to 2004 ranged from about 1 to 4%. In 2005, we saw a sharp increase where our bales lost was up near 15%. And that's kind of been stabilized from 2005 to 2008, with anywhere from 15 to 18% bales lost in the Mid-South from spider mite infestations. And once again, this coincides with our increased number of percentage acres treated. We were averaging about 10% acreage treated from 99 to 2004. After 2005, we're averaging somewhere between 25 and 30% of our acreage treated in the Mid-South. There are several spider mite species that infest cotton in the Mid-South, predominant species being the two-spotted spider mite or the strawberry spider mite. They can cause damage to cotton leaves, cause bronzing. Severe infestations can cause reddening of leaves, and severe infestations are very readily seen from field margins or turn rows. By yellowing or reddening areas in the field. Generally, they were considered a late season pest of cotton in the Mid-South, but we've seen more recently they have become more of a problem in seedling and early cotton and become a season-long pest in the Mid-South. There are several miticides that are currently available to cotton producers in the Mid-South to control these spider mite infestations. And they have a range of modes of action. These include Oberon, which is an inhibitor of lipid synthesis, Brigade, a pyrethroid, which is a sodium channel modulator, Zeal, which is a mite growth inhibitor, Dicofol, which its mode of action is not completely understood in mite control, Portal, which is a MEDI or mitochondrial electron transport inhibitor, and the abamectin type products, Zephyr, ABA, Zoro, and Denim, which are chloride channel activators. So we do have a broad range of products that are available and labeled for use on mites in the Mid-South. So the objective of our study was to evaluate selected miticides for control of spider mites in Louisiana cotton. Our treatments included ABA at 4 and 6 ounces, Zoro at 6, 12, and 20 ounces, Zephyr at 4, 6, 8, and 12 ounces per acre, Denim at 12 ounces, Brigade at 6.4 ounces, Oberon at 4, 6, and 8, Dicofol at both 16 and 32 ounces, Portal at 10 and 16 ounces, and Zeal at 1 ounce per acre. Our test site locations were either at the Macon Ridge location near Winsboro, Louisiana, or the Northeast Research Station near St. Joseph, Louisiana, and we're going to summarize six trials from 2006 through 2009. Our standardized test size plots range from 4 to 8 rows by about 45 to 50 feet in plot length. These tests were arranged in a randomized complete block design with 4 to 5 replicants. Applications were made with several different types of high clearance sprayers, anywhere from 5 to 12 GPA per acre. Treatments were applied when an infestation was deemed at an economic level, which in Louisiana is 30% discolored leaves. Miticide efficacy was rated at 2 to 3, 7 to 8, or 9 to 10 days after treatment. For this particular talk, we're only going to discuss the 7 to 8 days after treatment data. Number of mites in our plots were counted by looking at the abaxial surface of the leaf and counting 1 square inch for a total number of mites present, and counting 10 square inches total per plot, or 10 separate leaves at 1 square inch each on the upper main stem nodes of the cotton. Let me take a moment to set up this particular slide. Several slides after this will be similar in nature. We have number of spider mites on the y-axis, and we have our treatments on the x-axis. And this is from 2006 at Winsboro, at 7 days after treatment. As you can see, all of our treatments, with the exception of Brigade, significantly reduced spider mite infestations when compared to the non-treated control. And you'll also note that the 6 and 8 ounce rate of Oberon had fairly low infestation of mites at 7 days, a little numerically lower compared to the other products. In St. Joe in 2007, 8 days after treatment, all of our miticides significantly reduced the number of mites in our treatments compared to the non-treated control. I'd like to note, though, that Brigade was significantly higher when compared to the other treatments in this particular test. And I'm going to kind of run through these quick and give you a real good summary at the end of the individual products. Once again, 2008 at St. Joe, all of our miticides, with the exception of Brigade again, were significantly lower than our non-treated control. And as you'll note here, Brigade was numerically higher, actually, than our non-treated control in this particular trial at this location. In 2009 at St. Joseph, once again, all of our miticide products significantly reduced the number of spider mites compared to the non-treated. This was 2 rates of Oberon, 2 rates of Zorro, and 1 rate of Zephyr. Another trial later on in the year at St. Joe in 2009. Once again, all of our miticides significantly reduced the number of mites per treatment compared to the non-treated control. We did see excellent control in this particular trial with Zeal at 1 ounce and a higher rate of abamectin product, Zephyr, at 12 ounces compared to some of the other treatments. In Winsboro, in 2009, once again, all of our miticides provided excellent control when compared to the non-treated. This was a very low infestation level, I'd like to note, though. And Brigade actually looked as good as the other products in this particular trial in 2009. What we've done, though, is we've summarized all of this data by going in and looking at the percent control in each individual trial based on the non-treated, and summarizing that across all 6 of our trials. Average control using any of the miticide products was about 77% across these 6 trials. And as you see here, both ABA, Dicofol, Portal, Oberon, Zeal, Zephyr, and Zorro all provided at least 75% control of our spider mite infestations at 7 to 8 days after treatment. Now, we did not see the same level of control with either bifenthrin or Brigade or with denim at this particular these particular 6 trials. These products averaged about a little less than 60% control. When you look at individual rates of some of these products, and these are the abamectins, we see kind of a trend of the lower rates providing a little less control than the higher rates. As you see, our 4-ounce rates of both ABBA and Zephyr providing a little bit less than 75% control. As you increase the rate, which you would think naturally you'd get a little bit better control, we see control goes up to 70 to 90% looking at 6 and 8 and 12-ounce rates. Individual rates of Oberon, and Dr. Stewart said he saw a little bit of difference in between the Oberon rates in our trials, both the 4-ounce, 6-ounce, or 8-ounce rate of Oberon. We didn't see very much difference in the actual percent control at 7 days amongst those rates of that product. Similar data with the two rates of Portal and Dicofol as well. So in summary, in the Mid-South over the last four seasons, five if you included the 2009 data, we have increased our applications for spider mites 15 to 20% compared to the previous six growing seasons. Several products are available for control of mites and have several different unique modes of action. The abamectins are ABBA, Zephyr, and Zoro, as well as Oberon, Zeal, Portal, and Dicofol, provide at least 75% or greater control of our spider mite infestations across all of our trials. Our other products, Brigade and Denim, provided a little bit less control, less than 60% control, which is normal for these products. As with any insecticide application, and specifically with a miticide, because of the cost of these products, it's extremely crucial to use proper application timing and gallons per acre when spraying out these products at the cost. You want to make sure that you're going to get the efficacy. I'd like to thank all of the organizations who partially funded these products projects, including Louisiana Cotton Producers, Cotton Incorporated, the agrochemical industry, and the LSU Ag Center. And I would like to thank my team of mite counters here who do an excellent job, not only in these trials, but all of our trials in Winnsboro. And I'd be happy to take any questions you may have. We generally see predominantly two-spotted spider mites, so we don't differentiate. It was just complete total count of mites. What's the average infestation? We went with an average of 30% of the plants were infested and showing symptoms. We generally took samples from random plants, but within areas of the plot that are showing symptoms of injury. We know that mites were there based on the leaves we are picking show signs of injury. Some of them have excellent control of eggs, I believe. A lot of the newer products work a little slower, so you got to give them some time, and we think the 7 to 8 days is the best count. I don't know. I think the products do work. As with a lot of these things, environmental conditions with this particular pest affect it a great amount. So you see a great difference in the number of mites in the trials. But summarizing this data over six trials, I think it gives you a good indication these products are working. 15 days? We didn't go to 15 days. I think the furthest we went out would have been 10 to 11 days after treatment. And we saw some of our populations crash at that point based on weather factors or environmental conditions. Some of these products work slow, so we think that 7-day count is the best one. We use a broad range all of the rates we use are recommended. They are labeled rates, and most of them are recommended in the Mid-South as such. Thank you.